this pilot.
Every nightmare I've ever had in my life
has
involved a snake. There's probably some kind of psychoanalytical approach you could take to my brain with that.
If only we had time. Oh, well. Jeez, what's this episode called? Can we fix Corey? Answer's no. Can We Add Arnie fans, we've got some huge news.
Correct, Alan. Can We Add Arnie is coming to life at Perth Fringe World. Two nights only, February 5th and 6th at Evergreens in the Leederville precinct.
Yeah, tickets are only $25 and we vouch 100% success rate when it comes to adding Arnie to any movie. But you can see up close and personally how we get that sausage made, baby.
Delicious. The evening will consist of games, prizes, and just the right amount of audience participation.
We've worked pretty hard to get that right. Get your tickets right now at fringeworld.com.au. Don't miss it. Can We Add Arnie live at the Perth Fringe World? Buy tickets now to save us stressing about a huge financial risk.
Now let's get on with the app.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like the radio, we're surprised we're here as well. Hey, Corey, how are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. We're doing a great movie today, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, 1981. It is a classic.
Did you find that this was one of those movies that your parents are like, kids, sit down, you got to watch this?
No. In saying that, I think this is on TV quite a bit, so I was well and truly a crosser.
Okay. That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. My childhood was pretty trash. Like, way to bring it up.
Because my parents sat me down like, all right, here we go. Indiana Jones, Back to the Future.
Oh. Nah, my parents just mainly gave me a lot of issues. Anyway.
Here you go, son. Depression.
Oh, yeah.
Anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Star Wars. Now, we are going to try and add Arnie to this movie. It's a very good movie. So where he's going to fit in, I'm not exactly sure at this point. With that in mind, we should probably draw a character to randomly put into this podcast at some point, Corey.
Yes. If you would like to give us more suggestions as well, we are open to them. You can just make a comment on our Facebook page. What have you got?
The Crazy Frog. You know that annoying... No.
Okay.
Well, the Crazy Frog will be randomly appearing. And thank you for that suggestion, whoever did that, because I hate you. just a little bit.
Yeah, that's toxic.
That is terrible. We should really go into the critics score of this one. So Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, 94% from critics.
Oh, good.
96% by the audience.
Good stuff.
Synopsis, please, Corey.
Alrighty, here we go. Set in 1936, archaeologist and adventurer Indiana Jones is hired by the US government to locate the biblical Ark of the Covenant before the Nazis can harness its supernatural powers. Side note, I think 3 out of the 5 Indiana Jones movies, the villain were the Nazis.
And fair enough. I mean, it's the 30s.
That's true.
Yep.
Indy teams up with Marion Ravenwood, his tough and resourceful former flame, as they journey from Nepal to Egypt, facing deadly traps, ruthless adversaries, and pulse-pounding action.
Oh, goodness. Who wrote this?
ChatGPT.
Okay.
In a climactic showdown, the Ark's true power is revealed, thwarting the Nazis and leaving Indy and Marion alive.
All right, where are we adding Arnie? Let's kick it off with the opening sequence.
Oh, the boulder scene.
This is like the classic Indiana Jones where he's going through all these different, like, you know, booby traps and then the big boulder and then does the classic sand thing, replacing it. Let's do that. I want Arnie not to be Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford can stay as is. He's so good at it.
Yep.
I want as that sidekick that betrays him.
Yeah, so that sidekick. And I got a fun fact about as well. Okay, his name's Satipo. He, as an actor, is Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man 2.
That is a great fact.
I told you, right?
No, you've done well.
I've blown your mind.
You've done well.
All right, Satipo. That's you.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I just looking around. It's just making sure that everything's all safe. I can't believe we found this place. You're so good, Indiana Jones.
Yep, it was on the map.
Yep, you're so good at reading maps.
Oh, sorry. Careful.
Oh.
If I know hidden caves, and I do.
Kid, okay, yeah.
I reckon that this is probably booby-trapped.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, for starters, that statue's got boobies.
That'll do it. You're so wise.
Anyway, enough about the boobies on that statue.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
So what do we need to do? I'll just follow your leads?
I'm going to cut through some cobwebs to start with.
Okay, cool. I'm not really good with spiders.
What do you mean?
I just don't like them. They're kind of weird.
I need you to...
Oh, no. Is there one on my shoulder?
Yeah, okay. Stand still.
Okay.
I'm just going to brush it off.
Just brush the one off. Oh, my God. I'm so glad it's just one spider. If it was any more than that, I'd probably lose my mind and poo my pants.
Don't turn around. Okay. Just stand still. I'm going to...
Oh, you got one on your shoulder, too.
I know.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
But there's a lot on your back.
No.
Was that your pants?
No, it's...
Did you chug your looms?
No, I didn't. Please get the spiders off me immediately.
And okay,
oh god,
they're all gone.
Oh god, thank you so much.
Did you soil your loins?
I don't want to talk about it right now. Let's keep moving forward. This is the most scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
No. That's coming up.
What? What are you talking
Stop.
About?
See these walls?
Yeah, yes.
There's arrows in them.
How do you know this stuff?
Oh, this is an ancient Aztec tradition.
Classic Aztec.
Yeah. If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Okay. So what about these bits of light here? Can I like...
No, don't touch them.
Oh. Whoa.
Okay. Everyone, check your body.
Yeah.
And
no,
just make
I'm
sure
fine.
You weren't pierced by some poison arrow.
I seem to be okay.
Let's keep going.
Okay. There's a dead body attached to those spikes over there.
Oh, him. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
What do you want to do about it?
We just keep moving forward, I guess. So anyway, you know, it's nice knowing you and stuff, like, you know, in school, good that we're good friends now. We'd never betray each other, right?
Why are you talking about betrayal?
I don't know. How are we going to make it over this big hole here?
Oh, I got a whip.
Ooh, kinky. I'm a big man, so you should probably go first.
Okay.
Oh, that was
I'm
so
throwing
cool.
it back. Here you go.
Let me try. Okay. Hold me.
I've got you. You didn't fall in at all. We're just hugging.
Oh, wow. You are so good at saving my life.
That's what I do.
That's something I'll remember for the rest of my 3 minutes away.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Wow.
It's the golden head. Don't grab it.
Oh, sorry.
Careful.
I was just looking at it.
No, don't. Just...
I look with my hands.
No, well, this incident, don't look with your hands.
Okay, I'm looking with my eyes.
That's...
Like you taught me.
Yeah, that's what I taught
wow.
you.
What
okay,
are you
going
to do? Is this why you grabbed the sand earlier?
Exactly.
I thought you were just really into sand.
Satipo, you're really getting it now.
I was kind of like, oh, wow, he loves sand so much.
No, I find sand quite coarse and annoying.
Yeah, I hate sand too. Hate it. So dumb. So dumb. Terrible gift idea. Like sand in multiple layers of color in a nice glass jar. That'd be so dumb.
If someone gave that to me,
eh?
I'd smash it.
Oh,
on the
cool.
floor.
Cool. Nah, whatever. Cool. So what are we doing about this golden little thing? It's got a butt on it.
I just need silence.
Okay.
And concentration.
You got it, baby.
As I'm going to shuffle one for the other.
I'm just going to go all the way down here. I thought I was going to the entrance.
Okay, good. Yeah. Satipo, you stay there. Yeah. Here we go. Move the sand, and as we get really close...
Sorry, was
there spiders? Was there spiders?
Spiders, yeah. Okay. Lots of spiders.
Look, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm
okay?
so sorry.
Just...
This is a really tense moment. You're sweating a lot.
I know.
You want me to dab your head?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, I'll be over here.
Okay. Here we go. Nice and gentle as we make the transition. Putting it on and taking the idol off. And...
Wow.
Sorry, did you say something, Stipo?
No, I just watching... You don't mind if I'm this close to you. Sorry, I knew I was going to wait back there, but I just kind of
No, it's okay. I like feeling your breath in my ears.
Cool.
Okay, so there we go. We've removed it. And it looks like it hasn't done anything.
You've nailed it. Yeah, it was a wasted time. We should probably get out of here, right?
No, it's not moving.
Oh, cool.
Not like a giant boulder or anything.
Oh, yeah,
like
that'd be good. But let's get going then, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right.
Do you want to carry it?
I would love to carry it.
I'll
tell you what, I'm going to go across the big hole first with the whip. Is that cool?
Satipo, a boulder.
Oh, no, not a boulder. Run. Not the whip. Hey, do you want the whip back?
Yes, pass me the whip.
I bet you do, loser. See you in hell.
Satipo.
Bye.
I hate... Oh, Satipo, what did you do?
This spike,
it's... Oh, yeah, it's impaled you through your chest. I can't believe you did this.
Oh, my God.
You betrayed me.
Okay, yes.
Well, number one, I'm going to take the idol back. Give me that out of your clotty hands.
Okay.
And number two...
Can you help me?
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But I'm going to leave you with these parting words.
Okay.
I would have liked a sand-laid gift.
I knew it.
But just not from you.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Goodbye,
I don't know what hurts more, the spikes or your comments.
Goodbye.
Perfect. He would be a great accomplice in that situation.
He would, actually.
He
really,
really
would.
Really good. Really tender
and
kind
of. And a great
man.
Dr. Octopus.
I agree.
We'll do that one soon.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Something I'd love to do is there's a scene where we see once all that goes down, then Indiana Jones is back into his professional life, where he kind of is like a, what is he, a lecturer? Like
he's,
a professor?
I believe he's a professor at university.
So he's there in probably what is a crazy deal for him, where he goes and does these big classroom teachings about all the history, that sort of stuff. But then he's gone for months at a time, surely, doing these random things.
I'm amazed that the boss, the dean, hasn't pulled him up on it.
I would love to do that because I also, you notice how much the students love him. Like, girls are writing.
And he's dreamy.
He is dreamy. I'm not going to deny the dreaminess, but the girls love him. They've got on their eyelids, love you. Like, they are all obsessed with him.
And I do.
And you do.
I do love him.
I would like to do Arnie in
this
scene.
Live on this podcast right now.
Yep.
I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to write I love you on my eyes.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that. You'll end up being blind. I just know you're going to mess it up that bad. And you'll be like, led horribly. I would love to see Arnie as Harrison Ford in this situation. Okay. He is Indiana Jones. And I would like to see him lecturing this class.
Mr. Jones.
Okay, students.
Oh, isn't he dreamy, Veronica?
He's so dreamy.
Mr. Jones,
okay,
I have a question.
Okay, one moment, please. I'm just currently drawing up a big map of the area that we're learning about today, okay?
He is so
Mr. Jones!
I heard that he, like, rescues artifacts and he, like, doesn't stop. He just goes and saves the world all the time.
I heard that he's not scared of spiders.
Oh, my God. I've heard that he's not scared of anything.
I heard that he can last 2 hours.
2 hours? I heard that he does 2 hours as a warm-up. He is crazy intense.
Isn't he dreamy?
He's so dreamy.
I heard he has a whip.
Oh, and I've heard that he's used that whip on multiple occasions.
I heard he's got a whipped cream canister.
I want to be his whipped cream canister. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. I love Indiana Jones.
Can you please focus up? I'm trying to teach right now, okay? Hey, what have you got written there? What's that on your eyelids?
Oh, nothing.
What does that say?
You have a look and tell me.
Love you.
Yeah, okay. I love you.
Why don't you look at my eyelids?
Fuck me? Okay, I don't want to look at your eyelids. You girls are making me
very... What about my eyelids?
Okay, what's yours say?
I did it myself in the mirror. I think I got it backwards.
Got boner? I don't know what it says.
I don't know either.
It's smudged a lot.
I don't know either.
It's smudged a lot. I don't know what it's even meant to say. Okay.
Is there a Mrs. Jones?
Okay, for the last time, not yet, and not you. Okay, folks up. We're trying... That's the end of class.
Does my chest look big in this?
Yes, of course it does. They're very fine boobies. Get out,
knock,
everyone.
Knock, 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 knock.
Come on in. Come on. Oh, it's the dean. Okay, dean, come on in. That concludes our lesson today. We got barely anything done because you spend all your time objectifying me, okay?
I can't take it anymore.
I just think he's so hot when he gets angry,
you know? I really need him.
Oh, my God. I just want to be his artifact.
I want him to
rescue me, Indy.
Why can't he explore my cabin?
Oh, my God. I want to be his boulder and just roll all over him.
Get out of here. Everyone, get out. I want to talk to the... Okay, Dean.
I heard he doesn't like sand gifts.
Only if they're from the right people, okay? Anyway, multiple colored sand is cool in jazz.
Hello.
And hey, how
Indy.
Are you? Yes,
Henry,
cool.
Dr. Jones.
Yes, of course, my formal title. How are you?
Yes, it's,
these kids are just there a lot, aren't they? You know, it's hard.
Yes,
you know,
you're out
there and you're working and you're trying to save the world and you're constantly getting artifacts, things that belong in museums. They belong in a museum. And they do that. And I'm all about that. And then I come here and I deal with these kids.
Yes, Indy. Henry.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to have a chat with you from the faculty and the financial department.
Of course. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? You want to give me a raise?
quite the opposite, actually.
Opposite? What do you mean?
I know.
No other teacher has my sort of ground experience.
I know. You literally.
I'm in it. Look at these hands.
They're callous.
They're callous and coarse.
Yes.
And of course, it's from all the work I do.
I know.
Some people talk about what's in books, some people do things that could be written about.
I understand.
And I love history.
So, I was meeting with the financial department.
Okay.
And they said, and my hands are tied on this one.
Uh-huh.
They said to me,
yeah,
what is this Dr. Henry Jones doing? We pay him $50,000.
It's a lot of money in the 30s.
In the 30s, that's a lot of money. Look at
that. And of course, all my annual leave that I am owed, and I do take it.
Now, see, that's the thing. You're only provided with 3 weeks of annual leave, and in the last six months...
No, but I'm like a teacher. I get lots of annual leave. Don't teachers get a lot?
No.
I get old school holidays. I'm pretty sure... I don't know much about teachers, but I'm pretty sure we get like 20 weeks of annual leave a year.
You're wrong.
Oh.
You're absolutely wrong. And okay. You've been, frankly, the phrase, this guy is taking us for a ride, came up.
And maybe if we just believe to save the world.
If I was to just go through this list right now.
Okay, go through your dumb list.
This is how many countries you've been.
Don't eat my apple.
Since...
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I just was hungry.
Yeah, I could notice that. Okay. That girl gave me the apple, so it probably is laced with something, so just be careful. But anyway, go through your list.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. So in January, you were in Guatemala.
Correct.
3 weeks.
Yes.
That's fine.
I didn't get the artifact for that one. Some bad guys came and took it from me. I don't want to talk about it. Go on, next.
February, you were in Morocco.
That's correct. I remember the coffee.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
You weren't at school at all.
No, well, yeah, it's a short month.
We had to get the substitute.
Yeah.
And do you know what he's like?
Well, it was, from memory, it's Jack Black from School of Rock.
Yeah, I'll bring him in right now.
No need.
And then here we have March. You were in Hawaii.
Yeah, but that was, I needed some rest from all the things I did in Morocco.
And as I could see, there's just list after list after list.
Yeah.
You were at my mum's house.
Yeah, of course. But that's where I'm looking after artifacts, aren't I? Little fun joke for the, your mum is lovely, bud.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, well, you know.
What I'm saying is, we need you to be here more.
Okay. And I am going to do that. I am going to be here for the rest of the calendar year. And I know it might be December 27th. But, oh, FBI agents, come on in. And that, I think, is exactly how it would have gone, right?
It would have. It's exactly how it would have gone.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't actually know how much annual leave teachers get.
No, not teachers, lecturers.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Teachers get a bit.
Mate, and they keep complaining that they don't get
No. Your wife is a teacher. I am not going to get you divorced. I'm not going to embrace this conversation. But you are spot on. Like, they do. No.
Mate, they get enough. I want to talk about the scene with the muscly man with the sword.
Oh, yeah. So this is like Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones. He's like...
in Egypt.
He's fighting all these different people, and then the big muscly guy comes up with a huge sword.
Massive sword. Biggest sword you've ever seen. Big muscles, turban. He's got the robes on.
That's Arnie,
isn't it? I'm thinking that's Arnie.
Yes.
Because it's the scene where he does all the flashy stuff.
He does all the cool sword things.
And Indy just shoots him.
Just shoots him.
I got a fun fact about this scene.
Please.
Harrison Ford had dysentery.
Oh.
Which I believe is like severe gastro.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Like that most
you might need to
get,
be on a drip for or something.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like most people get that in the war, in a trench.
Jesus.
And you know, they get it and then, you know, they write a letter to their mum how they're not going to make it home or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, he made it home, but he didn't want to do any fight scenes, right?
Yeah, so his suggestion was, I just want to skip the fight scene and I'll just shoot the guy.
That would have been an interesting pitch.
I wonder how that would have gone with Spielberg.
Spielberg's sitting there going, all right, we've done all the choreography. It's all organized. We're ready to go.
Steven.
He's like, I'm just going to shoot him. Yeah,
Steven.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's that? Hey, Erickson? What's going on?
I need to talk to you about that scene.
Okay, you don't look so good, bud.
I'm not good.
You been eating the local food?
I want to talk to you about my stool.
Okay, no, I don't want to talk about that at all.
It's like a hot snake.
Okay. Well, if you're in character, you hate snakes.
It's literally dripping.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, we got two more days here in Egypt. Exactly. And we're going to do this big fight scene. We've been training up our good friend here. He's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm so ready. In case you want to, like, do you want to work some stuff out beforehand or whatever? Because, like, watch this. I'm thinking I do the big bottom chop. You can duck under. Then I go top chop here. You can jump over that. And then you can do a big roll and your belly do a big flip. And then I do another swing. And then, yeah.
Why are you talking to me? I'm the star.
Yeah, no. Okay. My apologies. Yeah, no. He's just got ideas. He's so enthusiastic.
I'm sorry. I've been pooping all night.
Yeah. No, you do look a little
and
grumpy.
All day.
Hey, do you need another Baraka? What do
and
you
And right now. I'm pooping right now.
I can smell it. I can smell it. Okay.
Okay, so
we've
what
gone through five
say...
costumes today. I'm aware.
Okay.
So what's your pitch? What do you got for me? Because we got everyone's on set, ready to go. We got the scene
Number
already.
One, what's this guy's name?
This Arnie. Arnie's here. He's got his big sword. He's ready to go. I'm so ready. You know, this is a big
you're
moment
Schwarzenegger.
For me. Yeah, we met. We met before. We're like good friends now, right?
No.
We went out to dinner last night.
Oh, we did, yeah.
I cooked for you.
Oh, no, I'm starting to see the problem. Yeah, okay.
You're to blame.
Oh, I'm just going to sit back
for
out.
For my dysentery.
I'm going to practice with my sword over here. Don't mind me, okay?
No. I got a beef with this guy.
Well, it wasn't beef, actually. It was goat.
Ah.
You eat goat?
I'm allergic to goat.
Wow, okay. Yeah, no, I'll probably do it. Okay, so what's your pitch? What have you got for
I'm just
me?
Saying that I'm not going to be able to do any of the stunts.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is.
I'm sorry. I'll sit up.
And so what I reckon is I just pull a gun out and then I just shoot him.
I flew over to Egypt for this role And I was promised I'd have like about 6 minutes of screen time and an ultimate fight with you, Harrison. But you just want to shoot me in one scene and then we're done?
Ani, I get it. You're Mr. Universe.
I'm regretting making you that meal.
I'm regretting it too, funnily enough.
Interesting choice. Okay.
It ran right through me.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
What I'm saying is...
Yeah, well, let him finish, yeah.
Is I'm the star.
Yeah.
And I'm literally... It's like a waterfall down there.
Oh. Well, and I think you should probably just shoot them. Yeah, do the shoot probably
I
just, thing.
I can't. I physically can't. There's no comedy in this anymore.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can hear it. I can feel it.
I have what they call dysentery.
I can smell it. It's not good. Yeah, no, you know what? But I would take the bullet, literally, if it means that we all get to go home, because that's starting to smell. And smell. You know what? It definitely was goat.
I don't know if you know much about dysentery, Ani.
Not a lot.
Do you want me to vividly describe it?
Yes.
Basically, what happens
I'm good. Shoot me now or I'll shoot myself. Get the cameras rolling. Let's do it.
He is very, very good at what he does. Let's do this shit. Everyone, come on. Get on set. Let's do it. All right. All ready?
I'm going to catch you in the Joan Big Sword.
How is that, Steven? Do we get the shot?
I don't care. It smells so bad here.
Great. I'll be so in bad. My trailer crapping my boys.
It's fair. That's exactly how it would have gone.
It would have.
I love it.
Is dysentery bad? Like, I'm pretty sure it's pretty bad.
Man, you summed it up with the war chat. Absolutely.
Like, it's a war thing,
right? We'll die from it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he get dysentery?
Yeah, I don't know anything about dysentery. And I don't care. let's move it on. What is the next scene you would like to see Arnie in?
There is a scene with snakes.
Oh, yes.
I believe they're dropping into like the temple or something like
that.
So
this is Indy. He jumps into this temple thing and it's just...
He's with Marion.
Yes. And they're just snakes everywhere. And he hates snakes. He's not a big fan of snakes.
I get that. I hate snakes too. Every nightmare I've ever had in my life has involved a snake.
Interesting.
There's probably some kind of psychoanalytical approach you could take to my brain with that.
If only we had time. Oh, well...
I'd really appreciate some deep thoughts and talking. And
no, that's fine. We're going to move it on. Trauma. People don't want to hang around for that. I mean, geez, what's this episode called? Can we fix Corey? The answer's no. And I'm not even going to try. One thing that blows my mind in the scene, but is so Indiana Jones is there. They're trying to get this artifact, but everything just keeps breaking. Like he breaks a wall there. He smashes something there. He's killing snakes over here. And it just blows my mind as a man of Indiana Jones's caliber is all about protecting all this stuff. But yet he's just blowing everything up. I love the idea of Arnie as Indy in this situation.
Yeah.
And Marion has the bit more of the careless cowboy attitude.
Yeah.
Of breaking all the stuff. Well, Arnie is being a good Indiana Jones, trying to protect everything, even though they're trying to escape.
Because his motto is it belongs in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Indy, how are we going to get out of here?
Okay, we've got...
Good looking.
I'm aware.
It's just the sunlight. It's just hit you just
right. Well, the sunlight's about to go away. Now, we're locked in. It's just you, me, and a lot of snakes.
Oh, and one big one.
Yep, they are big and slithery. And
it's right there.
Where? Ah, it's snakes!
I'm talking about your panties.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, look, it still smells a bit down there.
It certainly does. I hate snakes so
dysentery.
Much. We need to get out of here, okay?
Okay.
We need to leave.
How are we going to get out of here?
There's got to be an exit around here. Now, I want you to be very careful. These are all artifacts that are so many years old, thousands of years old.
You reckon they'd fetch much in auction?
Definitely. So don't break anything.
Okay, just, I won't.
There's
I
not
won't.
A lot of light. We got the fire.
Well, there's
torches.
Not another light. There's a fire torch over here.
Yeah,
what if I just break it off?
Oh, no! You can't just break things. Here's one over here for me. Lift it up, and it's out. Look at that. That was nothing broke. That's so easy.
Oh, okay. That's on me. That's not me.
Okay.
I shouldn't have broken it.
I'm going to go over here, try to feel the walls. The snakes are coming through this side over here. So I'm going to try and feel around, see if there's maybe like a little secret passageway or, I'm just over here feeling around. What's that noise?
Do you hear that?
What the hell is that?
It sounded like...
There's a lot of snakes around here.
It must have just been a snake.
That's weird. Okay, I'm feeling around this wall here. What the hell? What the hell is that?
It sounded like some sort of music.
Okay. It's coming from behind this wall.
Do you want me to smash this wall?
No, not a...
No, I don't want you smashing anything. There's got to be like a, maybe a lever or like a button or something, you know? Oh, what have you done?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get in.
Oh, no. What have you done? No. What is this?
It looks like some kind of...
It's like a frog.
It's like a frog.
You're crazy. What crazy frog? What is this annoying sound? Listen here, you little crazy frog. Son of a bitch. You need to shut the hell up. We're trying to figure out how to get out of here. Do you know the way out? Do you know how to speak? Answer me when I talk to you. What?
That way.
Eh?
That way.
Okay, I'm letting you go now, but you need to be a little more quiet, though. We're trying to think over you, okay? I'm putting you down.
God damn it. I'll take care of this.
Marion, I know I told you not to destroy all these beautiful artifacts, but I'm quite happy you destroyed that one. I'm very happy.
Oh, Indy, I'd do anything for you.
I'm good. You go crazy for guts all over you, girls.
Oh, that's understandable. So anyway, how are we getting out of here?
I don't know. I don't care.
Does the frog put you off?
Yeah, it's so gross. There's a lot of blue blood. I didn't expect it, to be
fluorescent
honest.
Fluorescent blue.
It's glow in the dark.
Look, it glows.
There you go. Oh, that's the way out right over there. Cool.
Yeah, it's an exit sign.
Oh, that's right there. Oh, we're in the museum. Yeah, perfect. Absolutely perfect. I love that. Play crazy frog, you bastard. Not a fan of that guy. I want to do the last scene. It's not the last scene, but it's almost towards the end there. There was a moment, and I think you'll agree with me, where Harrison Ford, look, he is hunky, he is cool, but there was one moment where he was holding a bazooka.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was watching it going, look, Harrison Ford's cool and everything. But there's never been a more Arnie moment.
Yeah, because he's like threatening the Nazis, right?
He is, because they've got the artifact. They're ready to, you know, unleash hell on everyone and open it up and figure it all out. And so he, because they've got his, they've got Marion hostage, he's threatening to kill them with a bazooka.
Which is such an Arnie thing.
It's such an Arnie thing. So I'd love Arnie to be in that situation. Also, just fun fact, by the way, and this is what I noticed from watching it, I think like, maybe like last year when I rewatched it, and the guy that eats the fly...
It just crawls into his mouth, doesn't it?
I Googled it, because there's a moment where you see the guy's talking, the French guy, and then the fly goes in his mouth, and then just disappears.
Yep.
And I was like, did he eat a fly? Google it. A lot of people had the same thought. Supposedly, Steven Spielberg cut a frame out to make it look like he ate a fly. But
oh,
he didn't
really?
Actually eat a fly. But I call bullshit. That guy ate a fly.
Yeah.
Why, oh, why did he swallow a fly? Perhaps he'll die. That's a song.
Is it really?
But I'd love to see Arnie... confronting the Nazis and the French dude while the guy's eating a fly. Here we go. Hey, Nazis!
Yeah? It's us, the Nazis.
I guess you never expected this to blow up. Yo!
Oh, my goodness. He's got a bazooka.
I've got a bazooka,
that's
baby.
Massive.
Now, you need to let my girlfriend go and give me that artifact, or I'm going to blow you all sky high to hell.
Well, I think I will take care of this one.
Oh, what do you want, my arch nemesis?
Yes, it's me, Balok.
You are the worst character. All you do is just try to have sex with my woman, and then you be all
and
French.
And you know, she'd do it again, because I'm a tender lover.
I would not do it again. I did not want to do it in the first place. I did not like it at all. He was very gross, and he made me wear a white dress that had way too many frills.
She looked gorgeous.
She did look gorgeous.
And I served her croissants in the morning.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And a side of cantaloupe.
Oh, I know what that means to the French. That's very intimate. I don't want to talk about this. I want the artifact and I want my girl. Let go now.
You are not getting the Ark of the Covenant at all.
What? One more time?
The Ark of the Covenant.
Okay, I think you said the Ark of the Covenant.
I said...
What?
Ark of the Covenant. Can I get... Ark of the...
Whoa, whoa, guys. I think the Frenchman.
What are you laughing at?
The Frenchman just ate a fly.
I did not
I
eat a fly.
I can see it from all the way up here.
No fly.
No, I'm pretty sure he ate a fly.
I saw him eat a fly
you
too.
You ate a fly. That's so gross.
Oh, and Dumkopf over there ate a fly.
He ate a fly.
Hold on.
You think being Nazis, we would be like, that's the most horrible thing in the world, but eating flies, that's pretty gross.
Oh, I can't believe he ate a fly.
You ate a fly, and you're trying to be all menacing to me.
I swear. Well, I did not eat no fly.
I think we can all agree that we saw him eat a fly. Am I right, Nazis?
Yeah.
He ate a fly.
I saw him eat a fly.
He ate a fly,
In fact, I got to tell everybody. Yeah. Hello, my Führer.
Hello. You have news for me about the covenant?
No.
Oh.
The Frenchman
Is that you said with us? He ate a fly.
Oh!
Goodbye.
Bye.
I told you I did not eat no fly.
You ate a fly. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I ate a fly.
Aha! You admit it!
I said maybe.
Wait, 1 second. I'm going to put the bazooka on my other shoulder. It's getting very heavy.
Look, anyway, can we get down to business?
Okay, yes.
You want the Ark of the Covenant.
And the girl.
Yeah, well, maybe you get the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're like,
it's another fly. Another fly. That was so funny.
Okay, I admit.
What are you, some kind of frog? Eating all these flies?
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I'm not some kind of crazy frog at all.
I'm beginning to suspect this man. He's a crazy frog. I'm taking off his mask. He's wearing a mask.
No, don't touch my face. Yeah. Bing, 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 bing.
He's a crazy frog. Blow them up! I hate that son of a bitch!
Bing, 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 bing,
bing. And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Oh my gosh.
What a crazy episode.
I haven't thought about the crazy frog since like primary school.
And fair enough. I just, terrible ringtone, terrible character.
If you love the episode, please like and subscribe to what we do. Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok is where you can find us. We've got videos and funny memes.
We sure do, baby.
We also are having a live show coming up.
Yes, please get involved in that one as well. Find all the details on our socials. We'd love to see you there for Can We Add Arnie, the live show at Perth Fringe. Until then, stay crazy.
Bing, 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 bing.